Do you miss Hasti?
It always starts like this. She cries and frets.
Yes, that's right. Then 5 or 6 days pass, and she gets used to it.
5 or 6 days?
Yeah.
More than a couple of days. I'll read the rest of the stories in Tehran.
No way, no kidding. You think you have a choice, Maral, dear?
I can.
Who is it so early? It's Aryan. Hello? How are you, Aryan? You didn't sleep?
Are you all together?
Yes.
Where are you?
We've come to my villa in the north.
What's going on?
We're having a ball.
What do you mean?
Well, we're celebrating Maral separating from her husband.
Are you there? I can't hear.
Hello? Hello? Dariush?
Hello?
Dariush, I can't hear you.
I'm here. I can hear you. Is Maral there?
Yes, hold on a sec. Maral, he wants to talk to you.
Good morning.
The sun must be rising over there.
The sun's coming up, but we can't see it yet.
I've never seen the sun rise before.
Neither have I.
But you will today. When you do, describe it for me?
I don't think so.
Yesterday, the critics had written stuff about Roya, your novel.
Roya's novel? But that hasn't been translated yet.
Ernest Amini has translated some parts of it to create a buzz.
What parts of it?
Do you want me to read some of it?
Would you do that? If it's not too much trouble.
Don't talk, just listen.
Yes. Sorry, Helen, dear.
No, it's no problem. Be comfortable.
Are you there?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
Okay, but before I start reading, I want to know, has the sun come up yet?
It's cloudy.
I don't think you'll be able to see the sun come out.
Neither do I.
Hello? Hello, Mara?
Hello, I can hear your voice, Arian, sir. Go ahead.
You're listening?
I am.
Hello, Hasty dear. Come on. Come give your daddy a hug. Good morning. Come and have your milk, hey? Drink your milk. Drink your milk. Drink your milk. Come on. Drink your milk, that's it. Yes. Come on. Does it taste good? Is it nice?
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Give the baby to me. I'll feed her.
Thank you very much.
My darling, sweetie.
Thanks so much.
What is it, dear?
Have you had your breakfast?
Yes. I should have given the baby a bath. Shireen has been so kind as to make us breakfast.
It was no trouble. You always make it. Now Shireen's made it for once. What's wrong with that?
Now that Morale has left you, take me and Farouk Uzaman home today. It's not wise for us to stay here any longer and take up you and your family space.
Is Morale never coming back then?
It's not wise for you to go before she comes back.
Morale will be with us in a week.
What if she doesn't come back?
Was that what you think?
I don't think. I know.
You know? What do you know?
Listen, when Morale has a problem, she can't solve it very quickly. She doesn't make the right decisions. And she gets influenced by the people around her very easily. She starts chasing her own tail and gets confused.
Now, her life is different from what it was. She has a child now. She's a mother. If she doesn't start to miss me, she'll at least start to miss her baby. She can't cope with being away from her, can she?
Thank you, sir. You've been great.
Let's go to our house.
Why go there?
Why go there? Let's go and talk to her.
You want to be insulted by that rude sister of hers like last time?
Look, we won't go in, will we? We'll ring the bell for her to come down.
What if we ring and she doesn't come down?
Oh, Jalal, you're the voice of doom. She will.
Oh, let's go, let's go.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? You well?
Yes,
they're not
thank
in.
You.
How long have you been
About
here?
Half an hour now.
What do we do now?
We can go and grab an ice cream, sit in the park for half an hour, then come back.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, dear. What did the doctor say?
I have an ear infection that's reached my throat.
So what do you have to do?
He washed my ear out and gave me medicine I have to take for 10 days.
Didn't you go to the doctor with Majid?
I did. He dropped me off here and went to university to talk to his professor about his thesis.
I see. Okay.
Isn't there any news from Moral yet?
No news, no telephone call, nothing.
Dad. Dad, why don't you go to Moral's house and talk to her?
Go to her house and say what?
Mediate a truce between them.
Who wants to help out a mother who hasn't seen or asked after her child in 45 days?
Look, didn't you say since Moral's gone, Mr. Yazdapanah has lost his appetite, he's always deep in thought, he's upset?
Yes, I did.
Well, if Moral comes back, won't Mr. Yazdapanah be happy?
He will be, but I can't bring Moral back home.
Maybe you can.
Go into that room and answer the telephone, huh?
Yes?
Where is he?
Who do you mean?
Is that the Vazin Publication Company?
Yes.
Are you the secretary?
No.
Is your boss in at the moment or not?
Mr. Yazdapanah hasn't arrived yet.
Where is he? The university's closed now.
You are?
Sanaz.
Moral's sister, right?
Who are you?
Mr. Kamali's daughter.
Who's Kamali?
Can I take a message?
Message?
Hello? Hello?
Kamali.
Yes, sir.
Come here a minute.
Hello, sir.
Hello there. Go and bring the rest of Dr. Shariati's letters up from the back of the car.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Yazdapanah. Sanaz Moral's sister just called. She wanted a word with you.
Are you sure it was Sanaz?
She said herself she was.
Did she pass on a message from Moral?
I asked if I could take a message, but she hung up on me.
Do you have a cold?
It's nothing serious.
Thank you. Yeah, please answer that.
Hello?
Is that the Vazin Publishing Company?
Yes, it is.
Who are you?
I'm Layla, Mr. Kamali's daughter.
How are you, Layla?
I'm fine, Hamid, thank you.
You're smart, you recognize me. Did you get your degree?
It's my last semester. Hold the phone, please. It's Hamid, sir.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Hamid-san, go ahead.
Mary wanted to talk to you. Just hold on a minute. I can't do it.
Hello, Hamid, dear.
Hello, Mary. What do you want to say? Shoot.
I wanted to tell you that Sanaz and her friends came and took Mara's mother and Rafa and Hasti as well with them.
They took them away? Why did you let them take Hasti?
They said they had your permission.
Well, that's not true. They lied to your face.
Hello? So they hadn't spoken to you?
No, they had not.
We called. I mean, we wanted to speak to you, but we couldn't. Your phone was off. And when we called the office, the line was free, but no one picked up.
When you couldn't get in touch with me, the sensible thing would have been not to give the child to them.
I told Father about it. He said she's a mother, has a right to see her child.
Did you at least tell them Hesty has a schedule, that she drinks her milk on time and sleeps on time?
Yes, Mary gave her all the instructions.
Give the phone to Mary.
Yes, okay, hold on a minute, please. He wants to talk to you.
Yes, Hammond, dear.
Did Sanaz actually understand you?
I explained it all to her. I told her she'd had milk half an hour ago, and that she needed to be fed in another 3 hours. And then I said...
Are you crying?
Please forgive me, Hammond.
What for?
For the mistake I made.
Well, that's enough. Don't cry. This is a family weakness. We think everyone tells the truth. No one lies.
Listen, me and Hamid will go over to their place and bring Hesty back. We won't let her stay there.
Don't do anything until I get back. Do you hear me?
Goodbye for now.
Mary, wait. Wait, Mary. Mary, wait, I said.
What is it?
Don't tell Father anything.
Why not tell him?
If Father loses trust in Maril and her family, there'll be no hope of her returning and them making up.
He doesn't trust them.
No, not yet. But there's still hope. Wipe away your tears. Let's go downstairs. Let's go down.
The traffic's terrible. It'll take you forever to drop us off.
So what? I've nowhere to go anyway. Now that Hesty isn't there, I don't want to go home. When I get home, I want to faint from exhaustion.
Why are you so worried? The child is with her mother.
Yeah, she's with her mother. But a mother that knows nothing about looking after her. My only solace is that Afag is there. If Afag wasn't there, I wouldn't hesitate for even a second. I'd go and bring her right back.
Do you think I could ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You don't mind?
No.
You and Maral loved each other very much. And both of you are educated. Whose fault is it? You or Maral?
I don't know.
You don't know, or you don't want to say?
I don't know.
Thank you.
No, honey. Come to me, darling. All right. There we go. Shh. Come on. Drink this. There we go, honey. Oh, good girl. Yes, good girl. That's nice. Drink up.
Come on, Morale. Where are you?
Morale, dear, let's not torture her any more than this. This child is used to Marie now. She won't take milk from anyone else. Let's take her back to her before she makes herself sick. Shh, don't cry, honey. Don't cry. Shh. Come. Good girl. There we go. It's all right. There we go. What is it, Mother?
Come on! You keep ordering us to make you coffee!
I'll be
back. Make me coffee! Why don't you come and drink it then?
We have to take Hastie back to her father tonight.
Give it to her father? Are you crazy? That's the most ridiculous suggestion!
I know it's ridiculous, but we have no other choice. Hastie is used to Hamid's family. She won't take milk from me or Afa.
Come on, she's a baby. In a few days, she'll get used to you and Afa, too.
By the time she's gotten used to me and Morale, she'll have died of hunger and thirst.
You, for one, can shut your mouth. No one was talking to you.
Sanaz, you went back on your word again. Weren't you supposed to stop insulting Afa?
Did I insult her? It's her own fault. Why does she interfere in your life and mine?
Because she lives with us.
May Afa drop dead. This child is wasting away.
Be quiet. Listen, Morale. If you take her back tonight, it'll mean that you've lost and he's won. Do you get it? I beg you to think of another way.
What do you suggest, Sanaz?
Give her a sedative or something to help her sleep tonight. Look, at least take her tomorrow morning. Believe me, if you take her tonight, you'll be making a big mistake.
Are you trying to kill this child?
I swear I'll knock
your
teeth
enough.
Out.
Give her to me. Come on, darling.
Morale.
Yes, dear.
Look.
Yes.
Listen, Morale. Hold on a second. All right, then. To hell with it. Take her. But when you go, don't go and talk to him, will you? Look, you're planning on divorcing this man. So until your day in court, he mustn't know what you're planning. Now that your life is changing, don't go soft. Don't get all emotional. You hear me?
We haven't reached his house yet.
Walk the rest of the way.
Okay, give it to me. Come on.
Come to me.
Yes. Good. There. Oh.
Thanks. Please be careful, Afa. Let's go, sir.
That lady hasn't come yet.
That lady will come herself later. Let's go.
Well, if Morale didn't want to see me, why did she come?
Morale is stuck between you guys and her friends, and that's Sanaz. Half of her is here, half of her is there. She doesn't know what she wants to do.
Do you think it would help if me and Mary talked to her?
Until that guy's in the picture, you know, the one who talks about stories and books and things like that, I don't think Morale will listen to anybody.
The Rouge Ariane?
That's right. He keeps calling Morale and chatting her up.
Come in.
Hello there.
Is Mr. Hamid Yazdan Panah in?
Yes, come in. Who should I say wants to see him? Sir, a lady's here, and she wants to see you. This is her card.
By the way, Kamali.
Yes, sir?
Did you tell Layla to come to work here?
Yes, sir. She was very happy.
So when will she come?
Whenever you say.
Okay, then. We'll tell her to start next week.
Okay, sir.
Kamali.
Yes, sir.
Tell the lady to come in.
Okay, sir. Come in, miss.
Come in.
Miss Morale Azimi, is she your wife?
Yes.
Your wife has filed for divorce.
Her reasons?
Incompatibility.
An example?
There are plenty of them.
Well, can you elaborate?
I'll explain everything in court. No, thank you.
Coffee? Nescafe?
Nothing. The summons will be delivered to you tomorrow or the day after, and it will be the date and time of the hearing.
Okay, and then?
Will you be present in court?
Shouldn't I?
I just asked a question.
No, you didn't just ask, though. You wanted to know what my reaction would be.
We all know what a man's initial reaction is in such cases.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
Not turning up for the first hearing. Avoiding the problem.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm different from other men. I always turn up for the first hearing, and I never avoid the problem. And if my wife has legitimate reasons for wanting a divorce, I'll oblige her.
And what kind of reason would you call legitimate?
Well, now, you'll have to wait to hear my reason in court. Goodbye.
I hope I will be up against a logical and rational man in court.
Be hopeful. Hope's a good thing.
What are you waiting for? I said, come here. You idiot. Congratulations. Your contract is ready to sign. But they've rolled the contract for the second and third edition into one. But you have to sign it because they're offering you a great deal.
Listen, Helen's lawyer friend, wasn't she supposed to come straight here from Hamid's office?
Well, she will. She's not late.
I've got butterflies.
Why do you have butterflies?
I don't know.
Here you are, miss.
A pen. Sign it. You know what, Eftahari? When I saw this, I realized you're very rich. Why don't you buy our house?
A house that big? Why are you selling anyway?
Because Maral wants to go and live in the UK. Well, the house is too big. I might have a heart attack and die alone in it.
Here you go.
You want to stay there forever?
Nothing's decided yet.
She's going for good. Listen, in London, they'll appreciate her more. She can maximize her potential. She can take full advantage of her talent and her youth. Why would she want to stay here? And if Maral's going to go, I'll go too. You see?
She's here. Where were you? Were you held up in Hamid's office or in traffic?
Was there no busier or filthier place for your husband to rent an office?
Hamid loves his office. All his childhood memories with his father are in that office.
If you can call it that. It's really run down, but it's in a busy, smoggy area.
So what did he say when you told him?
What was he supposed to say?
Did he say he'd be coming to court or not?
He'll come to court, yes.
Hello.
But I don't think he's the kind of guy to give you a divorce.
You mean he said he wouldn't do it?
He's not so stupid as to show all his cards. But I could tell, though.
Hamid isn't a complicated person. He says what he thinks quickly.
But he didn't this time.
Tell me, what did he say to make you reach that conclusion?
He said if you had legitimate reasons for wanting a divorce, he'd give you a divorce.
Well, that's not a complicated statement. It's quite clear.
Are there any reasons a man considers legitimate for divorce?
She's right. It's a laughable statement.
There are. For Hamid, there are.
What do you mean?
On the day we married, he said something I'll never forget.
What was that?
He said, a man and a woman can only love each other if they think alike. And if they have similar beliefs and ideals. But when all that evaporates, it means they no longer love each other. They are only tolerating each other. It's then that they should separate.
Don't buy into that. It was a joke. A traditional man doesn't think that way.
But all the time me and Hamid were together, he never showed any duplicity. He always kept his promises.
Tell me, are you messing with me?
Why do you ask that?
How is your sister going to divorce her husband when she's talking about him with such affection?
You know, Maral is being forced to get a divorce.
I mean, she has no other choice.
But the judge will want a proper reason to consider your request.
Okay. In the case that you filed, didn't you mention the bad-tempered way Hamad behaves and talks to Maral?
I have. But in court, she has to be able to convince the judge.
Maral will convince the judge.
But Maral will only win this case if she can get the judge to sympathize with her.
Don't you worry. I'm sure Maral will be so convincing that everyone present will cry their eyes out. Maral is an expert at making people cry, aren't you?
Tell me, how exactly do you expect to make everyone cry?
Dad's voice could be heard coming from his room. I went in and held out the letter and said it was the postman. Open it and read it. Let's see if you've learned anything in school or not. Dad was sitting in front of the mirror and trimming his beard. I opened the letter. It was 4 printed lines. I was elated. If it had been handwritten and with a shaky hand, I would never have been able to read it. And then my father would start haranguing me again. Only my father's name was written in the middle of the printed words, by hand. And underneath it was the signature of one of the clerics in our neighborhood who had a registration office. He and my father used to see a lot of each other. Go on, read it. What are you waiting for, boy? So I did. In honor of the events that transpired on the 7th of October and the freedom of women, a celebration will be held on the... At that moment, my father pulled the paper out of my hands and said, "Let me see that, you mule!" And I ran away. When he got angry, it was wise to make yourself scarce. In the yard, I heard him say, "You dog! You dog!" And I was used to this behavior. He swore at Askar, our neighbor, too, but why he was angry now, I didn't know. What was written on that piece of paper? From the glance I had at it, I concluded it must be an invitation card. Yeah, I remember my dad's name. It was handwritten in the middle of the paper, very brief. There was no Ayatollah or cleric written before it, which I was used to seeing when his name was written anywhere. There was only his name and his surname. That's all. And I saw the word lady. But I didn't know why, of course. I knew what the word meant. After all, I was in sixth grade that year. But why it came after my father's name, I'd never seen anything like it. I passed by the pond in our yard and imitated the fish that, with their round mouths half in and half out of the water, gulped at the air. But it didn't do the trick. I splashed water at them and ran to the pantry, and where my mother was frying eggplants. Okay, then. It looks like we're out of time. Okay. I read you a section from the story, The Birthday Party, the part that serves as the foundation of the rest of the story. And I want you to read the whole story when you go home, and write down what I will tell you and bring it back next week, and then we'll all go through it together, okay?
Yes, Dampana, don't go, wait. Fuladi wants to talk to you.
Is it urgent?
I think so.
Okay, then.
Are you going to Fuladi's office?
Yeah.
Look and see if I've left my lighter on his desk. And if you find it, hold on to it and give it to me tomorrow.
Okay, then.